What's up, y'all? Welcome to Sports Minded. I'm your host, Brittany Young. Now, I want to introduce my guest. The chemistry was so good last episode, we had to run it back. But I want to give you his credentials again. He's a former men's basketball player at Samford University, former head girls basketball coach at Midfield High School, where he led the team to four consecutive state championships. I was on each of those teams. 2010 National Coach of the Year, former coach for the Alabama Roadrunners AAU Basketball Club, currently the principal at Rock City Prep Christian School, and the founder and CEO of Worldware Consulting Services. Reggie Ware, welcome back to the show.
What's up? What's up? Thanks, Britt, for having me back.
Okay, so we have a lot to get to today, so I want to jump right into it. So, seven of the 12 WNBA teams parted ways with their head coaches during the postseason and offseason. Two of those positions have since been filled, and one of the former coaches has a new role with a new team. So, first, the Indiana Fever hired Connecticut Sun coach Stephanie White. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that was a good hire. I think she a good fit for probably what they're looking for right now. Time will tell on everything that we're looking at. It's just a matter of whether the players really buy into what she's trying to do, her scheme, her offensive mind, and her defensive scheme. But I think that's a good hire.
I agree. I'm not sure why they decided to part ways with Christy Sides because the Fever made the playoffs for the first time, I want to say, in 8 years. And like we discussed in the last episode, it wasn't like they barely made it in. They were the sixth seed and they were playing well the second half of the season as they entered the playoffs. They just ran into a Connecticut Sun team that was good and they decided to go and hire that coach and get rid of Christy. But I do like the hire. From a defensive standpoint, mainly because the Sun were one of the top defensive teams in the league. So I know that'll benefit the Fever. They kind of struggled sometimes on the defensive end. So I know that'll be good for them. I'll be interested to see how well they mesh on the offensive end, but
Yeah.
defensively, I think they're going to be much better.
I
Okay.
think that I think she demands more on defense. So I think defense, if your defense better, that makes it a little bit easier for your offense.
Next, the Chicago Sky hired Las Vegas Aces assistant Tyler Marsh. What are your thoughts on that hire?
Well, you can't go wrong, because she was up under good tutelage. So I think she'll bring that same fire, desire to Chicago. I think the players will buy in because you have a winning mentality, so they'll buy into that. Even though Teaspoon was a good person and a lot of them probably liked her, they probably would give this new coach, Tyler, a chance to be successful and give him a chance because they know this from a pedigree of a great coaching and a good program.
Well, Tyler is a guy.
Yeah, I mean,
Okay.
I thought I said him.
No, you probably was thinking about the other assistant who's the new head coach for the new franchise in Golden
That's
State.
coming out. Yeah,
Yeah, so they both came from the
they both
Aces.
came from the Aces.
Yes. But no, I like Tyler, and I know he's really heavy into player development. He was working closely with Jackie Young, and she has spoken highly of him. As far as working on her shot and making her a better offensive player in the time he's been with the team. He also worked with like the Pacers, the Raptors, some G League teams in player development. So I like this hire. I'm interested to see him work with a Kennedy Carter because we talked about how well she played and to see him get his hands on a guard like that and how well she develops next season. That'll be good to see. Even the post players.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see who will be on his staff. Maybe he'll hire somebody to work closely with them because I was
Yeah.
talking about how Cardoso, she's just missing a low post game. Like once she gets some footwork, working on her pivot moves, a nice little hook
Yeah.
shot, she'll be unstoppable. Reese continuing to work on her low post game, face up game, and the mid-range shot. She's been taking
Yes.
more mid-range shots and threes, but if they can continue to grow her game in that area the same way Asia Wilson has grown, because that mid-range game, 15-footer, is clutch. So
Yeah.
I like this hire. I still don't like how they did Teaspoon, but I ain't mad that they came back with this, with hiring Tyler. So
But you know, Tyler, I mean, but Tyler also have a what NBA championship too with Toronto. So,
I
you
think they
know,
won when he was there, yeah.
18, 19 when they won. But he also had a little stint with another NBA team, I think, or
The
Indiana
Pacers.
Pacers, I think. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, he's bringing the NBA side as well as being up under the Aces. You know, and the winning tradition and winning program and things like that. So he can combine the two. And as far as I know about Tyler, as far as seeing him on the sideline, the way the players react to him, way the other coaches react to him, seemed like he's a pretty good guy and he's able to get buy-in from all the players and the coaches that he bring in.
Yeah,
That's a good hire.
he's definitely a player's coach. So W players opted out of their 2020 collective bargaining agreement that was set to run through 2027. The players in the league are now on the clock to negotiate a new CBA by the end of 2025 to prevent work stoppage. So what do you think are the main points of emphasis they need to focus on negotiating for this new CBA?
The main points probably be percentage of the shared revenue. You don't want to get too greedy because you don't want the league to fold because it can't sustain itself or meet all obligations. So you know you want to increase in profit share revenue. You want that. Another thing you want a little bit longevity, maybe what 5 years somewhere in there, so you can always go back and look back at it. But only thing I want to charge them with is I know this year was phenomenal as far as the numbers and all of that. And I know it's been slowly increasing over the past, what, 3 to 4 years prior to this year.
I'll say
This year
5
just
years.
jumped up. Yeah, 5 years. So you want to take the trend, but you want to take the, you don't want to take this trend because this is an outlier of the other 3, 4, 5 years. So you want to take that in this one and maybe, you know, average it out and just say, okay, this is the percentage we want because you remember you're adding a team this year. And I think next year you're probably going to add two or three more teams or one or two more teams. So you want to be able to make it so the players can you continue to play in the WNBA and they can continue to make a little bit more money, but also the WNBA can sustain itself so it can be, it can give you the product that it needs to give in order to be entertainment.
So what percentage did you say they should negotiate?
What's the percentage now? Is it what,
So
20,
it's less
25?
than 20. So they have to hit certain numbers to even get 20%.
Okay.
So I'm thinking they need to negotiate a guaranteed 25 to 30% shared profit. I
I
think that's
think,
more
yeah.
than fair.
I think that's sustainable. I say another 10%, which is, or 25%, because I think you said it's up to 20% with incentives and things of that nature. So if it's, so I'm just assuming that if it's 15 or 18% right now. So if you add 10 more percent to that, that'll be around 25 to 28%. So I'm looking at around 25%, like you said, and then maybe up to 30% with incentives and things like that. So therefore, it can still stay competitive, but also it can still be sustainable for years to come. And everybody will get a chance to make extra money. Because I know it sounds like a small percentage, but 3% is a lot depending on the revenue. So 10% is definitely, you know, is great depending on the revenue share.
You know what? I'm glad you said 3% because currently the salary caps only increase 3% each year. And that's not enough to cover the salary of like a minimum player, a rookie. So it really needs to be more than that. Like 3% really isn't a whole lot. So under this new CBA, they need to make it where it's more than a 3% increase because that's not enough to even add an additional roster spot
Well,
as
will
far
the
as the salary cap.
WNBA or are the WNBA prepared to open up their books? Because I know in the past it's like we ain't opening up nothing. We this is what we this is what it is. This is what we're telling you. You can believe us or not, but so are they going to open up their books so they can really get a true measure of what they're getting.
I hope so. We need to call Kathy, the commissioner. Kathy, to open up the books, because it works out for them. If I'm trying to negotiate with you and you know the numbers, but you won't open up the books, you got the upper hand, because I don't know what I can negotiate. You see what I'm saying?
Miss Engelbert ain't getting ready to do that. You know, Miss Engelbert, you know, I'm respecting Mrs. Engelbert. I don't know if she married or not, but Kathy Engelbert, which is the WNBA commissioner, she might. Does she know? I don't know.
She should. I think she works with Adam Silver, who's the commissioner of the NBA. They
Yeah,
work
Adam
together.
Silver, yeah. He good
Yes.
people. He
So the
good
players
people.
have leverage now. And so
Yeah.
they should. That's
Yeah.
only right. I hope so. I hope they do the right thing and
Yeah.
pay those women, because they've delivered on the court in every way possible.
Yeah,
So,
they did.
listen, yesterday's price is not today's price. Okay?
Hey,
Pricing went up.
you can ask Jerry Jones that. He waited too long. Yesterday's price wasn't today's price. You got to pay today's price, baby.
Right.
You right.
Okay, so the WNBA expansion draft is December 6th. So this will be held to assemble the roster for the new Golden State Valkyries franchise, which will enter the league during the 2025 season. Each existing W team can protect a maximum of six players who will not be eligible for draft by the Golden State Valkyries. So I want your thoughts on this process and how you think it'll benefit the league moving forward.
This process, I'm baffled because I'm looking at it several different ways. Like the girls, they're protected. You know, they like, okay, yeah, franchise, they love me. The coach, they love me. But the ones that's unprotected, you know, they might feel some type of way like, oh, I wasn't good enough, or you know, you didn't look at me as an integral part on the team to be protected. So I'm unprotected. So you allowing somebody. So it's going to be that in the atmosphere too in the WNBA. There's no perfect way, but I think this is great. But I'm just charging all the teams in the WNBA to just reassure that the players that, or meet with all of their players prior to this, prior to putting out who's protected and unprotected, and let them know that we value all of you all, but we have to select our five or six players that's protected. And this is the criteria we are using to put them under protective covering. You know what I'm saying? So I think that'll be great for them.
Okay, I get what you're saying, where there can be some dissension as far as, okay, if I'm a player that's not protected, I'm mad. Because how the process works is, my understanding is, the coaches have to send in a roster about 10 days prior to the expansion draft happening of the five to six players they're going to protect, because some teams have 11 players, depending on how many players they have on a Supermax deal. They decide not to have 12 players on their roster, some teams have 12. So, you know, if you have some players who are retiring, then they can be excluded. Some teams might try to pull the okey-doke and have some players retire, then come out of retirement after the draft is over. But I think for players who maybe didn't play much this past season, it'll be good for them. So it's like, okay, I'm happy I'm not protected. I have an opportunity to go to a new franchise where I can go and do work and play and have an opportunity. Now, when you have a team like the Liberty, that can get, well, they can go nine deep. That can get tricky. So it is a great way to build a new franchise. I feel like it'll get better as they add more teams and they can look into other options, maybe including players from overseas or players who were previously cut into the process, but they'll by default get an opportunity. So now that each team is losing a roster spot, these players have an opportunity to go into training camp. So now it's more space. So, okay, for example, the Golden State team will pick one team or one player from each team to build their new roster. So that'll be 12 players. And then in the 2025 draft, they'll get the fifth pick in each round. It's three rounds. So that's three more players. So they'll enter training camp with 15 players.
15, 15.
So that's three more spots for players who were cut in the past, or somebody who's been playing overseas who want to try to get into the league to trial for the team and make it. So now every team has an opportunity for more players to come in and kind of make a name for themselves and get back on the roster. So I think it's a start. I think this is good. It's growth for the game. And by default, you're adding more roster spots. But once they negotiate that new CBA, again, increasing that salary cap more, so you'll have an opportunity to have 13, 14 players on your team and you're not over the cap as far as the salaries.
I like that. And then, maybe to find a way to work my girl in, Alexis Morris. Went to school with her mom and dad had to throw that in there. Went to school with her mom and dad, played ball in high school with her dad. So, hey, then she went to LSU, one of my favorite schools. So, it'll maybe open up for players like that to
No,
get
I feel you. Go
the team,
ahead. Go ahead. Finish.
to get on the team, That's all I want.
No, I feel you. And she's been playing with the Harlem Globetrotters, but I like Alexis. And I said they don't win that championship without her. The run she went on in the tournament, both offensively and defensively for LSU, she did her thing. She had the assignment of guarding Caitlin Clark, and she still ended up with double figures. She was really the heart and soul of that team. So I would like to see her in the league. I would like to see De'Asia Fair get another chance in the
Oh,
league
yeah.
because I really don't like her situation where she was drafted by the Aces, made the final cut, but then was released 2 weeks later. So I'm like, unless the team knew that you can make some money, like by keeping them on a little longer, that they can get an extra check or something like that, and that's why they waited to cut her. But it's like, what was the difference in 2 weeks? If she wasn't good enough 2 weeks ago, why you cut her now? So I don't like how that was handled, especially when you look at what she did at the collegiate level, the numbers she made history too. I know Caitlin is the all-time leading scorer in college, men and women, but De'Asia, she was up there too. I can't remember the amount of points she put up, but to do that at like 5'5", 5'6", she went to a mid-major. I think it was Buffalo, and then came to Syracuse and was doing the same thing. It was still amazing to see what she did. I would like to see her get an opportunity and just a lot of other players who were cut to see them get back into the league.
Just imagine if Golden State said, you know what? We're going to get all of those dogs within the past 1 to 3 years that got cut, got drafted, and got cut, and they so hungry. We're going to take a chance on getting at least five or six of them because they're going to instill in the other women that, hey, this game ain't promised to you. So every day got to be the day that you're supposed to take over. They might come out the first year and make the playoff.
No, they might. They
Bet.
really can. Because it's a lot of players that didn't play this season that were just on the bench. They didn't play because they weren't good. It's just the other players, they meshed better as far as the rotation and the system that the team needed. But it's a lot of dogs that's on the bench that's waiting on an opportunity that's already in the league, plus the ones who are not in the league. So it's going to be interesting.
Well, they better hope Kennedy is unprotected, but that'll be a good one to get.
They no, Kennedy's gonna be protected. You can't let her go. You can't for the sky. You have to protect Kennedy, Angel, Camilla, those core three. It's some other players.
Some people might try to get creative. Well, we won't protect Kennedy because I don't think she'll get picked up, because don't nobody
No.
want her because they think she got a bad attitude or this and that. Okay, play with the records. You leave unprotected, and that team get her, because that's a dog. Then you get Alexis Morris, then you get old girl that was at Syracuse, then you get some other players who dogs, but they just ain't had a chance to bite nobody yet. Oh, yes, it's on. It's quote that.
Oh no, anybody would be a fool to let Kennedy go. Top five point guard. I gotta emphasize that again. No, you don't let her go. Absolutely not. Okay, so let's talk about the new Unrivaled League and talk about what we know about it so far. It's co-created by the New York Liberty's Breonna Stewart and the Minnesota Lynx's Nafisa Collier, who just went head to head in the finals, and our former teammates at UConn. The league is an alternative to players being able to play and make money in the States instead of having to play overseas to supplement their income. It's backed by a group of investors. It has a multi-year media rights agreement with TNT Sports. is offering the highest average salary in a professional women's sports league. Every player will receive equity in the league. The season begins January 17th, 2025, and will run through March. So this will be before training camp and the W season begins. There are 36 players in the league, six teams, six players per team. It was originally 30 players, but now it's 36 because they exceeded their financial projections. The first 30 players have been announced. We're still waiting to hear the last six players so we can discuss who we think those six players will be. So now you know the logistics of the league. Give me your thoughts and the pros and cons.
Well, I don't see any cons because they're professional athletes and they able to take care of themselves. So when this unravel in, they still able to take care of their bodies and be ready for the WNBA. So the cons are out the window to me. I see a lot of pros because they're able to make good money. And it's a well-organized league as far as, that what I'm reading about and what I'm hearing about and what I'm expecting from Nafisa and from your girl
Stupid.
Liberty. Now, here's my thing right here. Stewart. Yeah, Stewart. Now, here's what I'm thinking about. They might be able to get Caitlin Clark, Asia, Sabrina, Alyssa Thomas, and I don't know, maybe two more other people. I don't know who all they'll be able to get. But I know those four, because they're not in the original 30. So they're able to get six more. Those four might be like, okay, I do it. Especially if they get players that play, I don't know the rule or whatever like that, but if they get players that play on the same WNBA team, to play on the same unrivaled team, then, it'll get them opportunity to continue to play and improve with each other. So when they come to the WNBA, they'll have more improvement and more, they'll be able to know each other and learn each other while they're playing unrivaled.
So one thing I want to add is the league will be played in Miami. The games will be played in Miami, and it'll be on a condensed court. So it'll still be full court, but I think smaller than the regulation court that they play on in the W.
Oh,
So it'll
I
be
thought
three
it was
on
going to be
three.
half court. I thought it
So
was
it's
going to
three
be
on
like,
three.
okay, I thought it was going to be half court. But what they're doing is probably bringing the court in some. Well, now they probably had to keep it the same width so they can be able to shoot threes, but making it shorter. And then they're going whole court, technically, whole court instead of just doing like the big three. Okay, that's a little twist to it. Okay,
Yeah, but it's
okay.
still three on three. I think maybe they mentioned playing some one-on-one games as well. I'm not sure about that, but I thought I heard somebody mention that. And like I said, it'll be in Miami. So give me your six players again, because I'm looking at the current roster.
Well, I know just some player that I noticed that wasn't on D30 that came to my head was probably like Sabrina and Ionescu, or however you pronounce her name, A.T. Alyssa Thomas, Asia Wilson, Caitlin Clark. Those type players wasn't on the original 30. So I'm thinking that since you adding 36, those are four of the six that might, let's say, hey, okay, I'll do it. I don't know.
You're right. I thought Sabrina was a part of the original 30, but she's not.
Nah, Sabrina wasn't on there.
You're right. So I like your four. I'll add in Kennedy Carter
Okay.
because we're talking about 101 and 303. We know she'll eat in that. Who else?
Well,
Nneka.
I
Nneka.
disagree. Yeah, NECA. Yeah, I disagree with Kennedy Carter
Why?
because the only reason I'm saying that is because she plays, and I'm not saying that all other girls won't play hard, but she's like a Russell Westbrook to me. She don't turn nothing off. Everything is 100. Like, as soon as she hit the floor, it's 100. For this league right here, it's good to have her, but I think she will go all out. You know how somebody got a wide open layup, she'll run full speed and try to stop them from making the layup, and then they might look at it like, hey, oh, this only the unrivaled. We ain't trying to, That's the only con if you add her to me, because she's gonna give it her all every play. Ain't nobody getting no easy shot. She don't care about, I ain't saying she'll try to hurt you, but she's gonna play hard the whole game.
I feel you. I didn't think about that. I was just thinking about from a skill standpoint. But of course, Asia Wilson, but she already said she's not playing. She wants to rest and relax. And because she goes so hard during the season. So I think she just really wants to focus on her candle business and just chill out. She'll probably come to the games and watch. But.
Now you know good and well she gonna be at the Miami Heat games. She don't even need no money. She gonna be at the game. Then you know what she gonna do after the game. You already know that.
Well, listen, that's probably why they decided to do Miami. Partly because the W isn't currently in that market. There's no W team in the entire state of Florida. So that was smart to go tap into that market. And then you kind of get Asia because she'll probably be spending a lot of time down there during the off season. So you might as well come on play. But they couldn't convince her. Maybe they can.
No,
But we don't.
she don't need the money. And
Yeah, that's true.
if you ain't watching your man, somebody else is. And whoever watching, Asia gonna be there because that's something you don't want part of. You don't want her to throw them hands on you. I seen her throw them hands in a game at South Carolina and they quick.
You're so silly. Like, people who've
I'm
been
real.
keeping up with the W know what you're talking about, but a lot of people
I'm
don't know
real.
what you're talking
I'm real.
about.
Shout out to my girl Asia. Bet that. And Bam know that too. You play with it if you want.
But for me, some pros, like I said, the fact that it's in Miami, that's an untapped market. The fact that the players are getting equity in the league, they don't get equity in the W. Ownership is a huge thing now. Like I said, the price then went up. So now they're using their leverage.
Yeah.
And the highest average salary for a women's professional league.
Any
So
women
anyway,
professional league.
so I was trying to think what that would be. So I'm imagining everybody will make at least 100,000. It'll be six figures for everybody.
Yeah, everybody make 100,000. I think they probably be able to get. I mean, it depends on if they had the tournament at the end, stuff like that. You got people that'll throw in extra stuff and all this, especially if you got sponsors and all of that. So, Stewie and Collier, this was a no-brainer, and I'm proud of them for coming up with a concept like that. And I think it's going to be very successful. I'm gonna watch it because it's going to be on TNT, and then TNT smart too. They contract was up with Barkley and all of them, which is stupid because they the number one WNBA. I watch them. I don't even watch the NBA game. I just watch them because they funny, Shaq and all of them. So TNT getting it, so it's going to be played on TNT. So if they doing the company, the halftime or the after game things like that, man, people going to be watching that all day long.
Yeah, for sure. But didn't TNT decide to go ahead and renew the contract for inside the NBA? Shaq and Kenny and Ernie and everybody?
You might be, I
I
mean,
don't know. I don't know. I thought they went ahead and decided to move forward and
I know
keep
this is the
them.
last. I thought this was the last year. Now you might be right on that. I didn't do my homework on the
Yeah.
in the past week or two. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
don't hold me to it. I know they were saying they were
Yeah.
gonna cancel it, but I thought TNT had a change of heart. I don't know. I'm not sure on that.
But they stupid if they do. If whoever get it, even if it's ESPN. I would be like, hey, I want TNT. What would it take for me to just get that group right there to do all of our NBA? I would try to get them for WNBA. Because, man, boy, that man, but Stewie, shout out again to Stewie. I want to say that and to Carya. Nafisa, because you fuss at me for putting the H on her name. But you know how country folk do. We're going to change folk name. But Nafisa and Stewie, shout out to them for spearheading this event, and I think it's going to be very entertaining. Can I say something though, Britt,
Go
please?
ahead.
Can I
Go
make
ahead.
one suggestion, please? Just imagine if you lowered the goal. I know you're going to get mad at me. Just imagine if you lowered the goal to like 9 3/4, 9 3/4, almost 10, about 3 or 4 inches low. And the girl go in and boom on somebody, or they drive and throw the hoop up, and the girl and a woman catch it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say girl, but a woman catch it off the rim. Bam. Oh, then the WNBA gonna be like, you know what? We need to do that. Then guess what? I ain't gonna even lie to you. I ain't turning it on NBA. If they did that, I ain't turning it on NBA until playoff. I'm watching WNBA. I'm glued, like I am now, like I've been in the past 5 or 6 years. But what I'm saying is, you got somebody catching off the rim, alley-oop, coming off baseline, just coming over somebody. Doesn't matter. Agent just turn around, dunking, boom, two hand, all this up in their mouth. I'm sorry, I'm getting hype. I'm sorry. Because
You are.
WNBA, boy, what? I know you. I know you don't like that lowering the goal. But just imagine that, man. The entertainment off the chain. What?
Now, for this league, I wouldn't be mad at it. For the regular W, I don't know. But for this league, because it's entertainment, it's a short amount of time. You want to get a lot of people to tune in, you want to have fun, and you want to offer something that they're not getting in the W.
Yeah.
I agree. I would love to see Asia dunking, Stewie, whomever else can dunk. That
Backwards.
would be nice.
Just
Get
imagine
up with
Brendan
us.
Grind getting it, just going backwards off the vert. Just going backwards off the vert on somebody. Bam. How many people
Yeah.
going? Then the WNBA ain't stupid because they're going to be like, you know what? Let's incorporate that and let's figure out how can we get money to those underprivileged middle school and high schools all around, public schools all around the U.S. so they can get the mechanism to lower to raise and lower the goals in between games so we can actually have it. Because the women already have smaller balls. Just imagine 3 or 4 inches lower. Man, them girls, oh man, them women. Oh my goodness. Oh man. What? Just imagine somebody taking off from the dotted lines in a girls' game, high school. Boom. Man, you know how packed it'll be. You know this. You witnessed this. You witnessed where when we played in high school, where it was packed wall to wall at all games. Especially your 10th grade year.
For
You
sure.
witnessed this, 10 and 11. You witnessed this wall to wall because of the entertainment we had. Soon our game over with, the boys played out there. Soon our game over with, half of the people cleared out.
Oh yeah. I still
You
remember that game we played at Jess Lanier. It's Bessemer City now, but we used, I don't know what the rule is, where we play after the boys because we
Bessemer
were that
City.
good and we
Yeah.
brought out the Columbiana blue jerseys and
Oh,
people stay
the
to
North
watch.
Carolina.
But we talk about the entertainment, you had, me, I Magic Johnson out there with the passes. You had
Bam, bam, bam.
Courtney running the floor, laying up, snagging the ball on your head, eBay shooting threes. We had it.
Then
We
you
were loaded.
had Mayday. You had
Mayday
May. What's
gliding
his
on them.
name? What's his name for the LA Lakers? Who remind me of Meredith? And the Dave.
Anthony Davis. Okay.
Yeah, how they look, you know what I'm
Yeah,
saying? Like
they look alike.
they look lazy, but boom, pat. Man, I was like,
Yeah.
man, we had entertainment.
We did.
Brandon just ding somebody up, bam. Boom. Everybody had their own section.
Yeah. Oh, if Courtney was dunking though, oh my God, that was gonna be
Just
different.
imagine if the
She
goal, hold
dunked.
on, I'm gonna be real with you. Just imagine if the goal was 9.5 feet or 9 feet and 9 inches.
Yeah, Courtney and Meredith probably could get up there.
Yes, and Meredith could put on the ball. So imagine if she get up there, bam, and just dunk. How many people be just coming all over the city just to watch us? So if just for the,
The show.
just to show, just to say,
Showtime.
just in case they get a break and they get a dunk. Come on, even if they miss, come on, man.
Yeah.
The
You if you even if
WNBA
you
did.
miss it, even if you miss it, just people just, oh man, the fact that she even got up there, like people get out of
Just
their seats.
think about it. The WNBA, if you watch the NBA, NBA got shooters. WNBA got shooters. Probably better shooters. WNBA have great defenders. NBA got great defenders. WNBA got people that can bam, bam, pat that thing between the leg like it got a string on it. The WNBA got the same thing. The only thing the WNBA don't have that the NBA has is the dunking, just people being able to dunk. Now you add that with the WNBA, and since they play ball the right way, Man, it'd be so many people watching WNBA. You think it was a surge this year? Man, from the year to come, it'll be so sustainable that you can't even, them women can't help but make seven figures. Six figures gonna be the minimum. I'm talking about like 400,000 minimum. The highs would be around about 3 or 4 million a year. Come on now, play with it.
But I will say something else I would like to see, because I don't know who's going to be the coaches of the teams. I would love to see Amaya Moore come back and coach. Cheryl Miller, I think she was dope. She had fun during All-Star weekend. You know, she coached her coaching the team. You know, just
Yeah,
get some have some coaches like having fun with their.
I wish Teaspoon, I wish they'd get Teaspoon to come and coach a team, because I think this would be where the WNBA can also see how coaches can coach and say, you know what, I want that coach to coach my team in the WNBA or NBA.
With that being said, I also want to shout out Athletes Unlimited, AU,
Okay,
because
all right.
they've been around for about, I think they're entering their fourth season. It's very similar to Unrivaled, and they've been around longer that I don't know if players get equity into that league. So I think my understanding of AU is not just basketball. They have soccer and other sports all under one umbrella. But the women who play in that league are some W players. And they have players who got cut. So not everybody's in the W. They have different players like Plesants who played at LSU, Sid Coates, and they're like the face of that league is over there. Lexi Brown, which is D Brown's daughter. Alyssa Peely, who is a rookie for the Lynx, is going to play this season. So they're
Okay.
doing their thing too. I think the timing, we know timing matters. The
Yeah.
timing that Stewie and Nafisa had, they've been getting all of the shine and the limelight and,
Yeah.
you know, having the investors and the equity in the league. But AU is also another league. And the main thing is, I'm not sure how many players play in that league, but you have close to half or something like almost half of the players, because some of the players aren't in the league, like I
Yeah.
said, that are still in the States, able to make more money during the off season. Still playing. So it's good for the women. It's good for their brand. It's good for the growth of the game. So shout out to both leagues, Athletes Unlimited and Unrivaled.
You know what I like about this platform, Britt? I ain't gonna lie to you. I mean, if people don't know you, some people who watching this, they know you. Some people who watching this, whether they know you from Midfield High School, from Mississippi State University, and from the University of Alabama, where you run their radio program, know that you are a very smart person. But this platform, you somewhat. I mean, you're a staple, and I'm saying this. I know I'm off script or whatever you got planned for this program. I don't care. I gotta say this. If you get mad at me, you want to cut me out, I don't care. I'm finna just tell the folks out there in this land, whatever they in podcast land, that the way you uplifted that other program, I mean, you bring an awareness to not only just women's sports, but you bring in to those minority sports, not just talking about black sports, I'm talking about minority sports, the ones that's not out there, you bring in the eyes on them too. So I appreciate you doing that, because no one takes courage. They want to just speak on what's popular and what's thin. You didn't even have to bring them up in this. So I want to give you kudos for that. And keep doing what you're doing on that, because somebody gonna see that and it's gonna help them in the long run. So I appreciate you.
Thank you, Ware. I received that. And I'm gonna leave all of that in. I'm gonna leave all of my flowers in there. Thank you.
You better, cause somebody pick them.
Right, that's true. Okay, so let's talk about some women's college basketball. Yes. So ESPN released its preseason All-American team. We know they've started to have games, but I still want to talk about the All-American team. You have Paige Bueckers, Juju
Yes.
Watkins, Kiki Iriafin, Hannah Hidalgo, and Madison Booker. Thoughts on that, the All-American team first.
See, here's my thing with that, especially with NCAA women's basketball. I give praise to the people who have, because you got Flauzé, whatever you want to pronounce, my dog. Johnson with LSU. You got Anissa Morrow with LSU
on,
that
you
could
give
have
me.
been.
I want your thoughts on these five. I know what you're saying.
Oh, my
I know where you're
bad. I'm
going.
sorry. I
Just
just jumped.
I know what you're saying. It's hard because it's a lot of people you feel like could have been first team, but I want to say I don't have any issues with the first team. I understand, just like the WNBA first team and second team. You said there are some players that may be interchangeable, but
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that first team. But if you had to pick a second team, now you can go ahead and list off the players. So you
Okay.
said Flaujae Johnson, Anissa
Okay,
Morrow.
my bad, my
You
bad, my
good?
bad.
You
My
good?
bad, Britt. My bad, Britt. You know, you gotta wheel me in, Britt. Reel me like you fishing. But let me do what you asked me to do first. On the first five, I don't see anything wrong with that. But only thing I just when you named them, I thought about it. I was like, dang. If USC don't win this, I don't want to say it's coaching. I don't want to say it's preparation. I don't know what, but if they don't win this year, come on now. But you got a dog that's in the top five. I'm talking about a dog that's hungry every day, and that's Paige. That's a dog. I mean, I know Ariuma, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but you know who I'm talking about.
Gino.
Gino Fasheno. He got to keep her on a leash everywhere, because she a dog and she coming at you every play with a, if she got a, if her ankle messed up, she limping trying to get you. So the first five is cool. Now my second five, if it was me, my second five, hands down, gotta be what's the old girl? Betts. What's her name?
Lauren Betts
Lauren Betts,
from
UCLA.
UCLA.
Oh yeah. Then of course I just said Anissa and Flajay from LSU. Shout out to my girl Monkey. She coached my oldest daughter at Baylor. All right, then I'm gonna go with Rory. You know, Texas. She put down. Now she only 5'6", but she did pretty good. And then I go with either Amore from Kentucky, or you can flip it with Lee from Kansas State. But the only thing that I would do with, I had to probably pick Lee in my to round out that next five, is because you can't coach 6'6", 6'7". And sometimes she got on here, she's 6'10".
You talking about Betts?
No, I'm talking about Lee.
Oh, from
Lee about
Kansas
six
State.
six. Yeah,
From
from
Kansas State.
Kansas
Okay.
State.
Okay,
Yeah.
so your five, again, you said.
My
Okay.
next five, let me say my next five. Betts from UCLA, Morrow and Johnson from LSU. You know that. Harmon from Texas. And I'm going to go with my girl Lee from Kansas State. How about that?
Okay. I like
Can I do
that.
that? All right.
I like that. And then you the sixth person you just threw somebody honorable mention was.
My honorable mention would be either Amore from Kentucky or either my girl Crooks from Iowa State.
Okay, Audie Crooks, Iowa State, Georgia Amore. Okay. I like that. Ooh, I like that. It's spicy. Okay, let me give you my five.
Go shoot it
So,
to me.
Flajay Johnson.
Gotcha.
Okay. Malaysia Fort Wiley. From
Oh,
South Carolina. I know it. I know. It's
dang.
hard. It's hard. And I chose Malaysia just thinking about last season and then this season, still just coming off the bench, the energy she gives them. She like a Jamal Crawford or a Lou Williams. They were great six men in the NBA, but they can star for any team. Whether they started or came off the bench, they gonna come and give you that, just give you the business. They gonna get busy. So Malaysia. Is she gonna get busy whether she starts or coming off the bench? And let me Flajay. Let me go back to Flajay because she has gotten better every single year, and
Oh,
she's
yeah.
looking really good, looking like a great leader for them. I don't know how she does it because between rapping, school, and playing at an elite level, that's three jobs. But she doesn't cheat any one of them. She's been
But
getting school.
that's how she does it, because her time is scripted. School, basketball, entertainment. Let me say, well, you know,
Yeah,
her
the
profession.
rap, yeah.
Right. So there's no time really. She has to make time to do foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no time in the day for her to be fooling around, doing dumb stuff, stupid stuff. So
Right.
now, I mean, she can stay focused. I'm gonna do this, this, and this. That's it. If there's any extra time in between that, I do something. But that's far and in between. So that's how she's staying like that. So shout out to her.
Hello,
Shout out
yeah.
to her mom.
Yes, yes.
Shout out to her mom. Because you gotta have, because I can see her. If her mama like my mama, look at girl, you gotta do this and that. Let slip up if you want to. I'm gonna whoop you. She look like she get a whipping too. Look like she used to. Tell you right now, her
She'll
mama ain't gonna
play.
play
That
with
woman, she don't play at
her. Play
all.
with the records. I ain't gonna
She'll
play
play at
with
all.
no.
Okay, so but with Flauje and Malaysia, you get both entertainment. They give you defense, they give you offense, they give you energy. I like their games. Third, Olivia Miles from Notre Dame. I
Okay,
know she missed
okay.
last season, first game back. She had a triple double. I watched her recently in the game against Purdue. She's a IQ is very high point guard who lets the game come to her, and she's a big guard. And I'm looking at the way she finishes at the rim with the finesse, like really nice. She's just very composed.
Okay,
So it's just,
I didn't know that.
I'm just saying. So she's gonna play at the next level. I really, really like her game. She's nice.
I
Doesn't force
like that.
anything. Yeah,
I
doesn't force
like it.
anything. And I think once she and Hannah find, their rhythm playing together, because Hannah put the team on her back last season as a freshman.
Yeah.
And Hannah, her dog go, her dog on offense and defense. If you watch her play defense, my goodness, just a hope. And I like Olivia Miles. Fourth, I'm gonna go Anissa Morrow from LSU. I think she and Angel Reese were good together. She was a little bit
Yeah.
overshadowed because
Yeah.
Angel was a dog on the boards, but Anissa's a dog on the boards too. She's undersized, actually, like
Yeah.
maybe 6'1",
Anissa
6'2".
is a better and she also a better offensive player too.
She can, yeah,
Yeah.
because she can shoot. She can stretch
Yeah.
the floor. She can
Yeah.
shoot mid-range, perimeter
Exactly.
threes. She can handle the ball, but just attacks the basket, runs the floor. So I think she's gonna be big this year, and I think this is her last year. So she's really gonna have to, increase her draft stock. I think she's
Yeah.
gonna do that. And then Lauren Betts, just seeing her, I was a little last season. I was like, come on, Lauren, I wanted to see more. But this season, the first few games, the numbers she's put up, she ain't come to play. And then, like you said, you can't teach 6'6", 6'7".
Man, six,
She's only
seven.
a junior. I want to see her continue to develop, but like she's just everything playing through her.
Man, she
In the
got to
post.
be 6 7. I know she's 6 7, 6 8.
But when
Man.
you give her the ball in the low post, she gonna make the shot. Like she's high percentage down there. And then they play through her. They have a
Yeah.
nice they got some nice guards. I know Kiki Rice is out right now, but the guards like was it London? They have some nice guards in there. And then Janiyah Barker transferred from Texas A&M. She's a four.
Yeah.
I think she's
Can you hear
kind of
me?
taking some of the pressure off of Bets in the post, but they play through her. So it's like if you can't stop a Lauren, she gonna continue to eat. Once you collapse on her, I'm gonna kick it back out to my guards and they're gonna knock down the threes.
And then
So
you got Kiki.
yeah, she's out. She's been hurt.
You know when she coming back?
I'm not sure. I think it's probably day to day.
Oh man, I hate to hear that, KK.
Yeah, but Rory from Texas, I like she's coming back from injury, but she's a composed senior leader for them. She can relieve Madison Booker from some of the point guard obligations now that she's back. I'm not mad at Lee from Kansas State. All of the players you name, and I'm my honorable mention as well is Tahina Pau-Pau from
Oh
South
yeah.
Carolina.
Oh yeah. I forgot about Pow Pow.
Pau-Pau. She's
Pow Pow.
yes, nice, solid, and composed for them. So it's a lot of players out there.
You know, I forgot about Mikayla Williams,
Freshman.
LSU. That was a freshman last year.
From yeah, for
I
LSU.
mean, she gotta get in better shape, so I hope she took care of herself. But I wanna apologize to for Wiley because she could easily fit in the first or second team. You are a true rock wilder. You are one of the top reasons why y'all won the championship. And I want to send a shout out to your coach because for her to recognize that dog in you, dog, it takes some special eyes to see that.
Well, like you said, it's a lot of players to choose from. So we still left some players off
Yeah.
that have been getting busy already this season. But I want to come back to something you said if USC doesn't win this year, because that first game, and I know they have to get better, they had like the top recruiting class this season, a lot of freshmen, which shocked me because you have Juju, who was only a sophomore. So your playing time is going to be limited. You know, you still have to wait 2 or 3 years before you really can get your time. They have a nice freshman in, I think it was Kennedy Smith. She looked good. You had Juju, and then you have Aria Finn in the post, but they're very deep and it's not enough balls to go around. So I'm interested in that. But that first game, they had like 26 turnovers. They have to clean it up to be able to consistently win. Even still, with the additions they have, South Carolina only lost Cardoso. But they're
Yep.
still loaded in the post. They're still loaded at the guard positions. They can still go 9 or even 10 deep on any given night. So for me, they're still the favorite. Everybody has to go through them. So, I mean, you have four players in the post. USC, you only have Aria Finn. It's one against four. Juju, you got five. You have Raven Johnson, Bree Hall, Malaysia Fuluwale, you have to deal with on the defensive end.
Now I want to say this too. Let me chime in.
Okay.
Dawn Staley, I had a privilege to meet Dawn Staley several occasions, sit down, talk with her. She probably don't even remember me, but she was recruiting Courtney Jones, well, Courtney Jones Green now. When she was at Temple, I thought she was going to be a WNBA coach, but she went even better. No disrespect. When you're on an Aflac commercial with Prime and Saban and Coach K, you done made it. They playing with somebody that made it in every level, so.
I got you. But I just want to say it's going to be some great ball this season, especially now that Oklahoma and Texas are in the SEC. There are a lot of SEC teams that aren't ranked, a lot of teams who aren't currently ranked who are going to make their names known over the next few weeks and once they get into conference play. So y'all just stay tapped in with everything. Well, Ware, we covered a lot. We gave a lot of perspective, great insight. Y'all stay tapped in with women's basketball. Like I said, they always deliver. Hey, I appreciate you for joining the show again.
You're
And
welcome.
it's been another episode of Sports Minded. I'm your host, Brittany Young. Until next time, we out of here. Y'all be blessed.